Pasuk says, "V'hikiyem azem." Yavah Abayis lasts melachta. Yosef comes home. Vein ish mi'anshe Abayis sham b'Abayis. There's no one there. To speseu b'begdoi, and the wife of Potiphar grabs Yosef. Leimer shichfa amadi. Stay with me. V'yaz b'begdoi b'yod v'yonis v'yetzai chutza. He leaves his shirt with her and runs out. And the Gemara Masechta Soita, the Aflamet Vav on the bay says, "Ba'os Yishah, Ba'os Diyukne Shal Aviv, V'Nira Soloi B'Chaloin." Yaakov Avinu appears to Yosef in the window, and Amaloin he says to him, "Yosef Asin Machechu, Shiyichtva Al Avdei Eifed. All your brothers' names will be inscribed on the stones of the Eifed. V'Ata B'Neim, and you will be amongst them." Do you want to be labeled as an immoral individual? Biad, says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, in Parshas Vayichi, V'teisha be'esen kashtoi. And that's how he was able to control himself. So according to this, as the Sefer Shvilei Pinchas, it seems that Yaakov was very well aware where Yosef was. He was tracking Yosef, and he was appearing to Yosef. But we know that Yaakov really didn't know where Yosef was. Also, it seems that Yosef, who was always identified as the paradigm of Kedusha, of the paradigm of a person who acts in the most moral fashion, the only reason Yosef was able to control himself, it seems, not because of his own willpower, it's only because of his father. Only because of his father telling him, "Is this what you want?" And as we know, the Gemara Masechta Yuma Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis says, "Rosha Omrim Loi," after a person leaves the world and he was a Roshi, acted immorally, he's asked, "Mabnei Maloi Sakta B'Torah, why didn't you learn Torah?" And the Gemara says, if he says, "Nora Yisi, V'torid B'Yitzra Yisi, I was very good looking, and the Yetzahara prevailed over me, Imrulam Klum Nora Yisi Yosef, are you any more beautiful than Yosef? Amrulam Yosef Yosef Atzadik, B'chol Yoyim V'Yoyim, every day she tried to entice him, and at Envelay Rotzel L'Shemay Aleha, he refused to pay attention to her." And yet here it seems it all emanates from Yaakov Avinu. So Marshal, regarding the first question, says it wasn't really Yaakov Avinu who appeared to Yosef. What appeared to Yosef was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Yosef, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to appear to Yosef, he chose to appear to Yosef as Yaakov Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Yosef as Yaakov Avinu to help him realize what would be the repercussions of him doing an Aveira. And regarding the second question, if Yosef is the model of greatness in this area, why did he need this? Because what Yosef was doing was, now he was establishing for Klal Yisrael that every person, when put into a difficult situation, will have the power to overcome temptation. The Gemara Masechet Kedushin Daf Lamed Amud Beis says, "Yitzrei shel Adam misgaber lo b'chol yoyim u'mevakesh l'hamisoi." Every day, the Yetzahara tries to tempt the person. Shnemet Tzoyfer Rosh Hashanah Tzadik u'mevakesh l'hamisoi. V'molei HaKadosh Baruch Ozroi. We all need Siyata D'Shmaya. You could be the greatest person. Yosef was great. And indeed, as we quoted the Gemara, Yosef Mechayev Es Rishoyim, Yosef is the model of the person that can overcome the Yetzirah. But as much as he's great and he can overcome the Yetzirah, we still always need, as the Gemara says, V'molei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozroi. If not, we have the special Satta D'Shmaya, Ein Yocheloi. Shenema Elokim L'Yaz Zvena B'Yodai. And this helps us understand why, if as we're explaining now, that when Yaakov Avinu appeared to Yosef, he appeared in the window. What does it mean that he appeared in the window? So I saw that the Ma'ar Einayim quotes the Baal Shem. The Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Hinei ze oimer achekos aleinu, mashgiach min chaloinus, meitzim min charakim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there looking from the window, meitzis min charakim, looks from the cracks. That means, explains the Ma'ar Einayim. There are times that we are in place that it seems that we're all on our own. It seems that we're in a place that it's almost impossible for us to do the right thing. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us if there's a chaloin, there's a small window, there's a charak, there's a crack. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shines his light through that window. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shines that light through that crack. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us all of the time, in all the situations that we are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, I'm leaving you a place to always see that I am there. It's not going to be bright. It's not going to be incredibly strong view, but it's going to be there. And if you open up your eyes, wherever you are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. And in fact, the Gemara in Masechet Brachos, Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis, teaches us, Kishchol Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai got ill. Nichnusu Talmidav Levakro, his Talmidim come to visit him. Amr Loi, and they tell him, Rebbe Barcheinu, Rebbe, give us a bracha. Amr Lam, and the bracha he gives him is Yirotsh Shteimar Shemayim Aleichem. You should have the fear of Hashem, Kamayri Bas Vadam, like you fear human beings. Amr Loi Talmidav, so Talmidim said, Ad Kan, is that what you wish for us? Amr Lam, he said, Vilavai, Teidu Kish Adam Oiva Averoi. When a person does an Avera, what he davens for is, nobody should see me doing the Avera. Explains the Ma'ar Einayim. What is Pshat in the Gemara? Pshat in the Gemara is there are times that we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Siyat Dishmaya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us at all the time is not necessarily there. That was what Yosef was. Yosef was in Mitzrayim, which the Pasuk describes the Ervas Haaretz, the most immoral place in the world. Yosef had a terrible Nisayon. But Yosef was taught that there was always a chaloin, there's always a window of hope. And Rabbi Yochanan was teaching his Talmidim that even if we don't see Hashem, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is appearing to us through a human being. And that human being will help us see the message. And that's why we are able, even in the most difficult times, to be able to prevail against the Yetzer Hara, to be able to grow. And that's what Yosef teaches, the Gemara says, to all Rishoyim. You don't have an excuse. You don't have a right to say, it's hopeless. You don't have a right to say, I couldn't do anything. On the contrary, there's always a chaloin. There's always a crack where we could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu through that crack in the window, through that charak, and grab onto that sight to do what's right. And that's why Chanukah is, the Chanukah menorah is lit by the window. And in fact, I once saw that chaloin stands for Neiros Chanukah Lamed Vav. The word chaloin is nun for the Neiros, ches for Chanukah, the candles of Chanukah, lamed vav, because we light 36 candles during the 8 days of Chanukah. What does that represent? That even as Klai Yisrael were in the time of Chanukah, we're in a time of galus, in a time of terrible, terrible darkness, a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence was not easily felt. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there's always a chaloin. There's always, I'm always there. Sometimes my glory is much more evident and sometimes less so. But I am there and I will always send a way for you to be able to see me and use that feeling of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to grow. And that's why on Hanukkah, we light the candles, as Beis Hillel tells us. Ma'aseh v'hoylech. We start with one candle, not that much light. But if we grab onto that light and we seize it and use it to grow, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I will be ma'aseh v'hoylech. The more we strengthen ourselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes towards us and gives us the siyata d'shmaya, gives us the ability, as he gave Yosef in those very dark days in Mitzrayim, as he gave Klal Yisrael in those days of Malchus Yavam, who wanted to eradicate Ruchnius from Klal Yisrael. In all the times HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the light, and even if it's not as clearly shining, we have that chaloyin to see that light and help that light grow until we will ultimately have a world of full of light, the light of the Yeshua's Hashem.